Welcome to the 622. What we do, what it do, and I hope you feel good as it good. I don't know, I messed up that ending part, but you get what I'm trying to do. Anyway, today is the day of my last final on sophomore year of college. I'm gonna try to, let's see, I'll put some music on in the background, because that's always fun. But today's my last final. It's in Dynamics. It's at 4 o'clock. It's currently 11:19. Anyway, I'm trying to see how to, scroll. Okay. All right, well, let's see. So it's Dynamics, and it's at 4. Hopefully it's not super hard. Pause, but it is open book, open note, so that's pretty clutch. Turn up the TV. If y'all haven't heard this, you finna hear it now. No. How do I go back? Oh, wow. Come on, okay. Bro, we're just... Hold up. Here we go. Let's try this again. Are you kidding? No volume? What kind of dumb... Alright, well, looks like I'm gonna have to go to the... store. Well, not like the little store, but... the Microsoft store and the Xbox. And I'm gonna have to search for YouTube. Whoop-dee-doo. Now that's gonna have to download. But, a lot to catch up on. Not really, but... it is what it is. Seen Infinity War, like I said, and it was fire, like bombs away, fire. You did. Don't want to spoil it, but just know it was good. It's worth buying. However, I don't know if y'all know Ben Shapiro, but I watch him sometimes, and it was kind of funny because he was like, "Really, movie could have been like 8 minutes long." And then I started thinking about it, and I was like, oh, he's right. But at the same time, very interesting. It was, the action sequences were live. The story was cool. My concerns that I said last time about, like, how they were going to mesh everybody together, it was nice. The story was set up nice. And that's all I can really say without spoiling anything. So that's that. I'm trying to put on a new song. I don't know if I played the other one last time. Ye vs. the People. I may have played it last time, but I'm not going to play that one first right now. There's a lot of controversy about Kanye West as well. It's real, I guess. That's person by person on who's... needs permission to sign it. Sure, why not? But it was pretty cool. The song, anyway, what he was talking about. I mean, a lot of people like kind of just went crazy, and I guess, like, I mean, it's not like it was a bad reaction to have, but I mean. I feel like people were just, like, hearing what he was saying, and then, like, going off, when really, like, if you were listening, it kind of makes sense. Or I should say, it makes sense what he's talking about. But anyway, this is a new Travis Scott watch. Kanye's verse on this is flames. Flames, bros. I'll let y'all listen to it. Cause that's what it do. Hey, yeah, PB. My shit hockey goalie. But, yeah, so you heard his verse. It was fire. If you don't think so, use a lame. But besides that, though, like, if you listen to what he said, like, that part was like, 1 year it's Illuminati, next year it's the sunken place. It's like, it conveys what he's going through pretty well at the moment, anyway. And I thought it was live. And then the intro, look at Joe Rowling. Yoshi Rock, my shit hockey goalie. That's hilarious. That was a bar. Trying to see what else to put it on right now. Could put on a yay versus the people, but that's just what we talking about. I don't really want to do all that. But let's see. Alright, let's see. Let's go music. Oh man, want that Outkast, make that Outblast. What else? trying to think what else to really talk about. I mean, I don't got too much to talk about. I mean, I'm finna go eat some in a little bit. Because it's not even like 12 yet. Probably leave at 12 and go be around in the world. Oh, yes. That's another thing I got. I got ordered whatever. Point being, I ordered Jordan B. Peterson's book, 12 Rules of Life. I mean, I've heard about him a while back. And, I mean, if you haven't heard of him, you should look him up. I mean, he's blown up quite a bit. Put it on the Joe Rogan Experience with him. I like Joe Rogan's podcast. It's pretty cool. But besides that...
2, 1... Welcome back, Mr. Peterson.
Thank you. How are you? Not too bad. How are you doing?
Doing
but
good, yeah. Man. You look like a man who is dealing with a considerable amount of stress, but is handling it well.
His book's supposed to be pretty good, so I bought it. It's coming in tomorrow. I'm going to be reading it. I guess I'll just do more podcasts and stuff about like what I find in the book, what thoughts are triggered, I guess.
And very public,
but it's crazy because, like, what I think's hilarious is, like, I mean, he just has an opinion, right? And a whole bunch of people that have, I guess, similar opinions, immediately, like, by other people just get called racist and Nazis, all kind of stuff, and it's like, Jesus Christ, are you kidding me, for real? It's like, how old are you? You know what I mean? Like, are you a child? We're doing name calling. Like, that doesn't work. You know what I mean? It's honestly hilarious. But that's besides the point, or was it the point? But yeah, I also just watched I guess a debate he had with Matt. I can't remember his name. It's Matt something. But it was Matt something. So he was talking to him. And it was a pretty good conversation. So he was talking to an atheist. And they pretty much went at the discussion. Jordan Peterson, from what I have heard from him and him speak, pretty sure he believes in God, which is cool. I mean, I believe in God too. I guess for different reasons than other people believe in God. Well, really the same reasons, but I have some, I guess, more experiences and stuff like that. And I'm not here to preach or anything, but I find it like intriguing, like all the discussions about God and the rationale behind it, I guess. And it's kind of cool how Jordan Peterson breaks it down, because essentially his point being that, like, if you want to do good, or if you're trying to do better, or be, well, really, not, let me not even say that. What I hear him talk about a lot is yin and yang, which is, you know, balance, chaos and order, which, I mean, if you understand that, then I guess you do kind of have some type of, if you understand that, you can understand where he's coming from, I should say. Because, you know, too far into chaos, then you don't have enough balance, and then too much into rule, then you have, like, dictatorship and stuff like that. But, and he pretty much talks about how, essentially, everybody's supposed to try to be on the middle, you know, like, right in between everything, just to have balance. That's what it is, order and chaos, not rule. But yeah, so Order and Chaos. So they had their discussions, stuff like that, and see, my problem is like reiterating things that I've seen, because I digest them and I can understand them in a sense, but like I feel like when I try to speak on them again, I just get blocked. I hit a wall, and that's not the best thing to do, because then I can't it hinders a discussion that I'm having with anybody. So let me try to really remember. Essentially, Jordan Peterson also talks about how like why we have morale in a sense is the stem of it comes from something divine, I should say. Because if you're he talks about how like the correlation of that between being like moral, doing the right things and stuff like that is not is God, but essentially it's he brings up the point of like doing good is actually good for you, you know, like for your body, your mindset and stuff like that, which is cool. I believe that as well. He was also in the beginning of their discussion or debate, I should say, he was talking about how psychedelics, or psychedelic mushrooms, psilocybin, like how there's, I guess, evidence, but the other person was trying to debate whether or not it's really evidence. But he was stating how there have been, I guess, tests done where people with smoking habits who were given psilocybin and have experienced extraterrestrial or mystical divine experience have like an 85% chance of quitting smoking, which I thought was interesting. And the other guy was pretty much saying how, like, he's not saying that there wasn't an experience, but he's trying to say whether or not it was, like, divine, or just because it's mystical doesn't mean it's, like, in relation to God, right? Which, I mean, I guess I can understand as well, or not I guess, I can understand as well, because, I mean, if you think about it, it's, if you just want to be blunt about it, it's just another experience, right, that you have experienced before, which was his rationale. So it seems like it's coming from something else, but it's really just an experience, right, a new experience. But I mean, like I said earlier, I've experienced things, and it's it's crazy. And I'm trying to think of the best way to describe my experience. Like, my experience, I would call them definitely, like, supernatural. Because the experience I've had was just crazy. And I'm not talking about with psychedelic drugs or anything. I'm just talking about living my life and having certain experiences in my life so far. And, yeah, but he was pretty much trying to, he is an atheist, that, the opposition to Jordan Peterson, well, not the opposition, but in the debate, the other side, he was saying he's an atheist, and he just doesn't believe there's a God, because there's not, like, enough proof in that. Why are we not just moral? Because why can't we just be moral because we're just moral? You feel me? But I feel like that's kind of, it's kind of a weird argument, because I mean, I feel like sometimes if you ask why enough, you have to get to the root, right? The root cause of anything. And I feel like you can't just be moral to be moral, right? Because if you didn't know any better, right? This is another point he made, I would say. He was saying, because at the end of the debate, people ask questions, and he was like, well, why is it that Christians, typically who have a God and a, believe in God and the devil, why is it that God is the good one and the devil is not, right? Why isn't it that the devil is the good one and then God is the bad one, right? Okay, well, if that was the case, right, if that was the case, then our world wouldn't be what it is right now. If we're going off of what he said, which that's pretty much what he said, you know, right? I mean, logically, in my head, that's what I would think. It's like, all right, well, if the devil was the good one, then it would just be flipped. That's just a naming thing. You get what I'm saying? Like, it would have the same connotation as God if that was what we deem to be good. You get what I mean? So, that's why I felt like that point was kind of weak in a sense, because it's like, well, are you, like, for real? Well, if that was the case, then it would, like, we would essentially just be flipped. And that's another thing that I was discussing with some other people. I was like, well, like, what if way back when, like, when religion and stuff was first starting, like, what was good was bad, and what was bad was good, right? And that's kind of, it was interesting to hear him say that, because then we would just know bad is good and good is bad. So really, I don't get where his, I guess, from my end, I just didn't understand where he was coming from on that point. But besides that, I just feel like there were definitely points where it was kind of weird. Well, I mean, he said he's an atheist, but he did believe, well, not, I guess not did. Well, yeah, he did believe. He said he was part of a Baptist church for a while, like, in, I guess, his earlier years of life. I don't remember when he said he, I guess, began being an atheist, or when he started being an atheist. And he said he had, I guess, one of those experiences, mystical, if you want to call it that. And he was saying that he called it the Holy Ghost, right? But he said he only called it that because everybody else was calling it that, right? But then that, to me, kind of seems weird, because then you would admit that what you're feeling isn't, like, that feeling that you had wasn't special in any way. You're just saying that you called it the Holy Ghost because everybody else was calling it the Holy Ghost. And that kind of, like, but he was referring to it when he was in that time, right? So, but that's kind of weird, because it's like, if you felt something in that sense, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, everybody else is gone, so that's what it, it's like you really genuinely have felt something, or you've seen something happen, and it's just like, what in the world just happened? And I mean, I guess I get where he's coming from, like I said earlier, where he's talking about how, like, it's just a different, it's a new experience, right? It's not necessarily divine, but at the same time, it's like, if we are good people and we are trying to be better and stuff like that, and essentially we have based our moral compass off of religious aspects like be kind to one another, essentially, you know, yada yada yada, right? So it's, I kind of felt like he was contradicting himself in a sense, but at the same time, I can understand where he was coming from, you know what I mean? But he later went on to discuss how, like, we essentially follow giants, right? Giants being those that know more than us, so we ride the shoulders of giants. And then, which Jordan Peterson kind of said, he was like, all right, well, if that's true, then that must mean that, well, he didn't say if that's true, then that must mean, he was saying, all right, yeah, we do follow, we do ride on the shoulders of giants. And then the biggest giant of them all being God, which I was like, okay, that's definitely a good point. Because it goes back to what I'm saying. So it's like, if you ask why enough, you have to get to the root of it all. And I definitely think there is a God. And I know people's ideas of God may be different as well, which is the tricky thing. Because I'm kind of starting to believe more and more that God is some type of energy, right, that we can tap into. And if we are created in His image, then we have a piece of that in us, right? And I've seen other videos, if you look up like Nikola Tesla and like frequency of life and stuff like that, that kind of matches up to what I'm saying. And I'm not saying that those frequencies are, that is God per se, but I'm saying that may help us get closer to God, which would ultimately be the greatest energy source, I would say. But not energy source as in something like you bottle up and use for electricity, but like spiritual for your body, you know what I mean? Because if you think about it, our bodies are vessels. We use them, yada yada yada, right? From day to day, they get old, and then we die. But I don't know if all of us dies, meaning our thoughts and stuff like that, like our spirit, our conscious and stuff, I believe that we take those into another plane of existence, because along with being bound to our bodies, we're definitely bound to this earth and this plane of living, right? Because we can only see so much, we can only do so much because of physics and other real scientific things that have been proven and stuff like that. So there has to be some slight connection between every dimension, or not even dimension, but just every field or plane of existence. You know what I mean? Because there has to be some constant through it all, and I think that is probably God. So trying to tap into that beam, I would say, that connects everything, has to be the next step for humanity. Because a lot of the stuff we focus on is truly pointless. Like, sometimes I watch TV, sometimes I'll... Really, it's when I watch TV. I feel like sometimes I'm watching stuff and it's like, it seems so fake, the like TV and stuff. And I don't know why, but then again, it is real because, like, especially shows like American Idol, reality shows and stuff like that,
Because people in my house like to watch those type of stuff. And it's not bad. I mean, it's entertainment. I mean, I'd sit in front of the TV and watch a basketball game. And that's what I think about sometimes, too. It's like, I can't criticize that form of entertainment because I sit in front of the TV. If I'm taking it to a bare bones level, I'm sitting in front of the TV watching grown men throw a basketball inside of a net. Right? It's essentially what it is. Whereas reality TV, you're just watching people's lives. And however, maybe kind of like the way it's set, like dramatic and all that kind of stuff may not be your cup of tea, which is why we have different forms of entertainment, right? So that's when I guess come back into regular zone. But it's all real weird, man. It's like nobody knows enough to know that we don't know enough. And I've thought of something I thought of something the other day to where understanding, like to truly understand something is to become new, right? Because you no longer have any questions about it or anything, and you've taken this information, you understand it. Whether or not you are better or worse after understanding this information, you are definitely a new person, right? So I feel like maybe the people who don't believe in a God just haven't had those experiences and understand them fully to where they're new in the sense of knowing that, right? And that's what I'm saying. God itself, the idea is so abstract because some people believe that, and I'm going to say he knows everything that's going to happen and stuff like that, which is just a point of view, but I feel like he maybe doesn't know everything that's going to happen, but can kind of like nudge you in the right direction in your life. And as long as you can like stay true to yourself and, you know, just be a good person. But then that also comes back to, like, what is a good person? You know what I mean? Because if there is no... Especially, like, from where I'm from, like, Western side of the world, I guess. America. It's a lot of Christianity and stuff like that. And it's not bad. I don't think religion is particularly bad at all. I mean, I go to church every once in a while. I'm starting to go every other weekend now. But that's neither here nor there. And I've read, like, bits and pieces of the Bible. But I don't think reading the Bible... In my life, I should say. I don't think that reading the Bible so far, up to this point in my life, has been more significant than when I've, like, prayed on things or really just thought about, like, my decisions that I make and stuff like that. So, not to say the Bible is pointless. I mean, that's another source of information that people... I guess, kind of, you know, like, base their decisions off of, or what they believe is right and wrong, and everything like that. And that's another thing, people's beliefs, those are, once people believe something, it's impossible to change it. Like, me, myself, I believe there's a God, so I don't, and to my knowledge, I know there's a God. However, proving that is virtually impossible here and now. so, it's crazy. This world is crazy, man. And then, if you really look at it, if you really, really look at it, the earth is like a speck of dust floating around your room to the universe. So, since it's so vast, not only do I believe in, well, believing in aliens, yeah, I believe, I would think there's aliens, but I'm going to take it up a notch and say that maybe that in this universe, because I think God created the universe, right? I think that all throughout the universe, maybe he's, or it, what, because I don't know what it is, right? Like physically. Physically, I haven't seen God, but I've seen things done by God in my life, right? But like I'm saying, so maybe along the universe or throughout the universe and throughout different galaxies, and since they're so far apart, maybe there's levels, different levels of testing that are occurring, right? Right? This is just, and this is just a theory. This is not like anything. This is just me really talking right now. This has no relation to anything else but me just saying my thoughts. So, what if the aliens that we're thinking are just more humans, right? But either they're more advanced or less advanced or whatever. But we're just so far spread out, right? That we allow our imagination to create other crazy alien type things, right? But what if it's just more of us around the entire universe, but spread out? And then the ones that are more advanced will either flourish throughout the universe and the other ones will die off, right? And then what if that's just this universe? What if there are multiverses, right? And then that's where other species derive from, and then they cross in between somewhere, right? Which would be pretty fucking dope. But and there, I'm not saying there couldn't be different species of like aliens or anything like that. I'm just saying we're trying to use Mars as our next Earth, right? Essentially. So, and there's other Earth-like planets nearby us, right? So what is really stopping my train of thought from believing that our genetics could be somewhere else, either way more advanced or less advanced than we are, right? There's no way to tell. But this brings me back to God and thinking how, like, really, being true to who you are, and just doing good by your, standing by who you are, and, you know, trying to reach for that energy. And I think throughout time, God has been personified, and that's kind of how
Jordan Peterson views it, so I guess I would align my views with him. Like, and he talks about how, like, the personification of, like, Jesus Christ and stuff like that adds the human element, so where you can, like, attach yourself to it, right? But, and I'm not saying I don't like myself, like my body or anything. I'm just saying, like, in a sense, I'd rather not be in it because I know there's cooler things that can be done without a body. And I don't know whether or not it's another form of a vessel that's just, it can just do more, or whether or not we're just essentially like a light and it's a energy. It's crazy. It's really just crazy. If you sit back and just sit back and look, peep game, as I like to call it, sit back, peep game, you see what's happening, bro. Like, you just and try to digest it and understand where everybody's coming from, and then you can find balance in order and chaos. I really don't think it's that hard to do so. I really feel like it's simple. I mean, through understanding, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying it's wrong to disagree or anything, but there definitely is a common goal in the human race. One is to live, and that's kind of what the person, Jordan Peterson, was debating. I forget his last name, but his first name was Matt. So if you type in Jordan B. Peterson, you'll, and then versus Matt, his last name should pop up. But yeah, I would recommend watching that. It's pretty cool. You'll see what I'm talking about and where I messed up on reiterating some of their stuff, most likely, but I tried not to. And trying to think what else I can really talk about, but that's enough tripping for today, I'd say. I'm probably about to head out, go get something to eat, do stuff that away, and then this away, that away, all that good stuff. And I guess I'll hit y'all later. It was cool chilling with y'all. Hope y'all have a good week. I know it's Monday, it's only starting, but it's starting and finishing for me, because I won't have to go to school or anything, which is cool. But next month I'll have summer classes, which shouldn't be too bad. But yeah, stay posted. I'm gonna try to, when that book comes in, I'm gonna start reading it. I'm gonna try to talk about that, what I'm grabbing or grasping from the book throughout my reading of it. But other than that, it's not pretty bad what's finna go down. Alright, well, y'all take it easy. Never be sleazy. And if she bad, she better not tease me. Yo. I got bars. Peace. Peace. Says, that's backwards for 622. Get it? How you live? Do what you do. Bye. And if you ain't left yet, I love you. Peace. Peace. Says 622.